This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Former Missouri House Speaker Catherine Hanaway says she's considering a run for governor in the year 2016. In Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has this.
According to the Associated Press, Hanaway says a lot of people she trusts and respects have been encouraging her to run for governor. The Republican from St. Louis County served as Missouri's first female House Speaker from 1999 to 2005, and she was the GOP nominee for Secretary of State in 2004, losing to Democrat Robin Carnahan. She also served as U.S. Attorney for Missouri's Eastern District and now practices law in St. Louis. Attorney General Chris Koster is expected to be the leading Democratic contender for Missouri governor in 2016. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
There could be an effort next year to change the law allowing legislators and others to carry guns in the Missouri State Capitol. A loaded handgun was found by police at the Missouri Capitol last week. It had been left in a men's bathroom on top of a toilet paper dispenser. Police discovered that it belonged to a staff member of Republican House Speaker Tim Jones and that the staffer does have a concealed carry permit. Jacob Hummel, the top Democrat in the Missouri House, says only law enforcement officers should be allowed to carry arms at the state capitol.
We're just lucky that no one was hurt. You know, I think it's just another case of legislators thinking they're above the law. There's no reason whatsoever why we should be any different than any other state employee in any other state building.
A state law passed in 2011 allows state elected officials and their employees to carry firearms inside the Missouri Capitol if they have a concealed carry endorsement. Jefferson City's council members are still considering plan details for a proposed conference center in the city, and those plans are still sparking disagreement. The expected cost could be more than $9 million. Council members hosted a public forum earlier this week to get public input. KBIA's Ben Turner was there and has this report.
The issue of whether or not to build a convention center in Jefferson City with taxpayer money has been a contentious one. Last Thursday, City Administrator Nathan Nicholas was fired by the city council. Mayor Eric Strump said on Friday the council was looking to go in a different direction and that they would be looking for specific answers from Nicholas's replacement on the council's upcoming priorities. But some citizens are not supportive of the plans for a new convention center. At Monday's forum, Glenn Castales spoke out against the idea of having a hotel attached.
A convention center, if built, should be a standalone facility, because if you build it in conjunction with a private enterprise, where do you draw the line between public property and private property?
Others, like area businessman David Robinson, are supportive. Robinson says the proposed site near Capitol Mall would boost the local economy.
It would be a two-pronged attack. You'd have the convention center and you'd have an expansion in the mall. It would draw larger companies, which would increase sales tax and sales in the city. And it just seems a completely obvious choice.
Once council members choose between the two proposed sites and finalize a developer bid, the council will make a final decision on whether to approve funding for the project. Ben Turner, KBIA News.
The federal government is providing a glimpse of what Missouri residents could pay for health insurance when enrollment opens next week for a new online marketplace. Estimates released by the Department of Health and Human Services show a family of four with a $50,000 annual income could face average monthly premiums of about $800 for a benchmark policy known as the, quote, second lowest cost silver plan. But that cost could decline to just under $300 a month after federal subsidies. Missouri is one of 36 states letting the federal government run its health insurance exchanges. Federal figures show Missourians have fewer policy choices than residents in most states. And Missouri's largest health provider likely will not be a part of the state's new health insurance exchange that opens for enrollment next week. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that area health brokers and consultants expect BJC Healthcare will be excluded from the online insurance exchange because of the provider's high medical charges. A man who killed a fellow patient at Columbia's Truman VA Hospital in February has been found not guilty of murder. Boone County prosecutors have accepted Rudy Perez Jr.'s plea of not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Perez, who has a history of mental disease, beat 78-year-old Robert Hill to death in February because he thought Hill was a demon who was mocking God. But prosecuting attorney Dan Knight says he accepted a not guilty plea because Perez could not understand his own actions because of his symptoms of schizophrenia.
As a result of this mental disease, he was incapable of knowing and appreciating the nature, quality, and wrongfulness of his conduct.
Perez is due to be sent to Fulton State Hospital, where he'll receive care and supervision from Missouri's Department of Mental Health. University of Missouri students got the chance to see firsthand the many countries that their peers represent at yesterday morning's annual International Day flag ceremony. The ceremony began with a parade through campus with flags representing every home country of an international student at MU. MU Vice Provost Handy Williamson Jr. says since the event began 5 years ago, he's seen the importance and awareness the ceremony's brought to students and community members.
The event has helped the community to recognize and understand the presence of international students on our campus and in the city of Columbia.
Another speaker at the event was Sang Kim, the director of the Asian Affairs Center. As a former international student himself, he said he appreciates the event and says it helps people to recognize the differences between cultures. He says he hopes those differences are embraced. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.